Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2, on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
When we signed Shota, if you sort of shown us his production of the last 2 years, he would have taken that in a heartbeat. So not only has he produced for us, but you know, he's just a great teammate, you know, terrific asset to, you know, to the organization. Like, obviously, we have decisions to make and we have discussions to make, and like we over the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll do that. But I've got nothing positive things to say about Shota.
Was that Jed Hoyer firing somebody with a smile? Is that how that works? That was what Jed Hoyer had to say about Shota Imanaga when he had his end of season press conference. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And Russ Dorsey is kind enough to join us in studio for this hour. He'll be here for five on it as well. The Yahoo Sports National Major League Baseball insider and analyst for MLB Network and Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+. We know now that the mutual options were exercised by both Shota Imanaga and the Cubs. Not in that order. It was Cubs and right. Then Imanaga. So he's set to be a free agent. There's a chance that $22 million qualifying offer would come into play. Mm-hmm. What do you think happens?
I think it's just good business at this point to offer him the qualifying offer or to offer the qualifying offer for him to turn it down, sign elsewhere, and then I think you get the compensation on the back end.
Yeah.
But when news came out yesterday, I sat there and I thought about it and I'm like, okay, let me try to wrap my mind around why this move is good or bad for the Cubs. And I thought of it, and initially you say, the Cubs already needed starting pitching and now they need more starting pitching. But also, I think if you're the Cubs, and you saw how the back half of that season went for Shota Imanaga. You saw how the postseason went for Shota Imanaga. And 11 homers over a homer in each of his last 11 starts, including the postseason. The stuff had started to tick down for a guy that's 32 years old, which is not old, but like it's something you got to be mindful of. I think the Cubs were in their conversation. Then you say, look, there's $57 million over the next 3 years of this deal. Is Shota Imanaga, have we seen the best of him already? And if the answer to that simple question is yes, you should have done what they did yesterday. I think that's just the reality of it. Like if you said what we saw in year one from Shota Imanaga is the best we're going to see from Shota Imanaga, I think it was the smartest baseball decision. But what has to happen now is you have to find replacements for not only Shota Imanaga, but the rest of your rotation. And I think the one thing for me, looking at the Cubs rotation over the last year or two, is they've had a lot of redundancy. Like they have a lot of guys that are built in similar molds, like guys, sinker ballers, get the ball on the ground, etc. They just don't have a ton of swing and miss outside of Cade Horton. And so going into this offseason, if you're a fan out there looking for what to expect out of the Cubs, I would look for the Cubs to invest in starters with swing and miss stuff, something that they don't have a ton of outside of Cade.
We, my friend, are aligned.
Heck,
if
yeah.
If you're saying, okay, but you're probably not going to get like several swing and miss guys, I think first order of business is you get the option done on Colin Ray, $6 million, bring him back. You know what he is.
That's your boy.
Well, you just know what he is.
I know.
And you need to have some guys.
I think it's funny because you like Colin Ray.
For $6 million?
Big Colin Ray show.
This is a Colin Ray show.
It is.
You've walked into Colin Ray's house,
like,
actually.
There's been multiple times throughout the season where Marshall's answered to, well, who do you, me saying, who do you start? And he's like, Colin Ray.
Like, it's right there. But no. The swing and miss stuff is something I've been harping on because, again, looking at the Major League Baseball playoffs after the Cubs exit, you start seeing things. And you're right. Like, oh, wait, right. These guys make people miss when they swing the baseball bat. The Cubs need more of that more than anything else on their roster as far as pitching is concerned. Because, yeah, you could say you need sluggers and hitters. I believe the Blue Jays had those. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that dude that won the World Series MVP came out and was like, good luck. You got to have guys like that, multiples. And I think with Cade Horton, they have a guy like that, potentially. Yeah. And I think with Justin Steele, you might have a guy like that. But you need to have more than half your rotation. So I'm saying 3/5 or more of your rotation be like that. And then you need a whole bunch of those guys in your bullpen.
Well, and I think the problem is guys who you know can be like that, like a Framber Valdez, who's an available free agent, or Dylan Cease, is that they're going to want a contract that reaches past a likely work stoppage. And that is going to factor into how teams account around this. And I hate to say this, but I think the Cubs are a team that still takes that stuff very seriously. You can tell right now by looking at all the contracts that are up at that time when the CBA ends.
My hope is that the Andrew Kittredge trade was a predecessor, a precursor, if you will, to saying we need that $9 million we're going to have to pay you. And that $9 million now goes into this swing and miss category for a starting pitcher. And then one thing Craig Counsell and Jed Hoyer were able to do was figure out how to patchwork bullpen pieces throughout the season to get through 162. And I think you have to do that if you're Cubs and you're not willing to spend big Dodger money.
I think there are a lot of highly capable, high-leverage arms available this winter. Whether that's Robert Suarez, whether that's Edwin Diaz, whether that's Devin Williams. Like, there's a lot of really good closer types with plenty of swing and miss stuff available. I get your point about they were able to put a bullpen together. I don't think teams just want to do that, though. Like, I don't think that if you had your choice, you would like to have those guys kind of already figured out and not have to do it on the fly like the Cubs did.
They traded for Ryan Pressly, though, and he was clearly not at the height of his
reign.
Yeah,
but I think we saw the moves we saw from the Cubs in 2025 would answer why they targeted Ryan Pressly as opposed to others.
And the Cody Bellinger money, they can spend some of that too now, right, Layla? They can spend the Cody Bellinger money on some stuff?
That's it. I'm trying to figure out, did you guys decide you didn't have enough in the postseason and you want to play real ball? Or did you guys decide, okay, that was our postseason try, 2026 is going to be tough. Work stoppage. We'll see what happens after 2027. Both are possible.
I hate the idea that teams are going to punt on 2026 because of what happens after. Like, there's still a season to be played. There's still value in going for it and trying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, what are the chances that the Cubs are one of the teams you described as being one of those 6-8 teams that are like, all right, we'll see you after the work stoppage?
I know that
I wouldn't
you
put
said
them
that.
In the 6-8 in like the Marlins Pirates territory,
that's
but a, I just
six
don't.
6-8 do that every year.
But I don't know if they're going to be in the 6-8 that aren't those teams that would make it more like 12-16 that say, we'll make additions, but like we're not going to. Spend.
I'm worried.
And we don't have enough evidence. I don't have enough recent evidence from this front office as a collective to say that they are going to do that. I know we always think of, Chicago's a big market. Ah. In this recent history, from the time that Jed took over as president of baseball operations to right now, yes, they've invested. Because I won't say that they didn't invest in Dansby. They invested in Shota Imanaga. They invested in Seiya Suzuki. They've done those things. They've extended Ian Happ. They extended Nico Horner. Right? Like, I will give them that.
Yeah.
But, like, have they done the over $200 million move for the player that you know is going to play at this level at this time? They acquired that player in Kyle Tucker. I just have a hard time believing that they're going to go after a player in that same vein at that true market value.
I don't think anybody thinks that. I mean, I feel like fans have resigned themselves to the fact that he's not coming back. I feel like we have.
Now, I'm not specifically talking about Tucker, but I'm saying Tucker or another player of that caliber. Like, I just don't know if, just because I haven't seen them do it.
While I have you here, I just wanted to ask one quick White Sox question, because the studio was in a tizzy yesterday during transition. Are you good or not good with the $20 million pickup of the option of Luis Robert Jr.?
People are so funny because you might as well say $100 million option because people act like that. I think there's a chance that he's not on the starting the opening day roster. And so, like, I don't think the $20 million matters if you're going to move him. It's just standard operating procedure for what you have to do in order to move him. Now, there's a chance he could be on the opening day roster, but I think they're going to attempt to not have him on their opening day roster.
He could have just walked, and that would have also moved him.
I don't think allowing him to walk for nothing is good business. That's bad business, actually.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I'm just of the opinion of paying somebody $20 million to hope that another team values him the way you do when you had multiple chances to move him and you didn't is not going to bear fruit in the way that you've been hoping it will.
My pushback is it takes two to tango. You could try to trade him and nobody says, not worth it. And so if 2 years ago when they tried to trade him, somebody said, nah, it's not worth it what you want. And I know at this year's deadline, they tried to move him again and teams were like,
So pay him more money to try to move him again?
Yes.
Like, that's my issue with it. If you don't want him, at this point, it's okay to just let him walk.
Their whole roster is pre-R players. $20 million is not going to kill them.
That was my point. It's a smart gamble.
Like, their whole roster is dudes who are pre-R. And $20 million won't kill you for 1 year, and with the likelihood that he won't be on the roster.
And the idea that if he is on the roster and you train before the deadline, you're going to pay somebody part of
it's
that salary just to get more
it's
stuff.
Maybe $10 million.
Exactly. Now, I'm of a belief where if you want him to go, the best way to have him go was to not have him re-sign with the team or extend him. It's that simple.
You don't let guys walk for nothing.
They have, relatively speaking. It can happen. And they're not in a position where they lose a lot by losing him. Hilarious.
Amen.
Defies logic.
Amen.
So does 5-Iron. We'll do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.